looks good. Y'all say
something.
Oh, God,
are we starting now?
I mean,
oh, God, are we starting now?
Check, check.
Oh, God, are we starting now?
Derek, say something.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Talk for us a little bit.
Are we in this thing?
I think, oh, that's
pretty good.
Hey.
That's good. Should be.
Right.
Snoopy dooby. Move all this stuff out of the way in case the cops show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit.
I called him a few minutes ago.
So. Oh, did you? Yeah, I texted him.
You texted the police?
Mm-hmm. You could just text to 911.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and the police don't show up like normal.
The old number, so it's bounced back. Who's 911 in your phone?
Babe, it's the police, I swear.
It's the police.
Yeah,
so you've been sending dick pictures to the police?
Yes.
It was an emergency. Yeah, do you know all emergency services have a number mapped to them?
No.
Yeah, you can call them directly?
Yeah, like how the cops have 911. Fire is like 3 or 511. Emergency, like vehicles are 411, all of them.
Hmm. Huh. They all end in 1-1?
Yeah. Because nobody has those numbers claimed in all 50 states and Puerto Rico now.
What about 311? Who does that get?
I don't know. Let's dial it real fast. And then whoever shows up.
This is just the band 311.
Whoever shows up wins my heart. Welcome to the new season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Looks like I'm dating a tax man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I watched like 2 or 3 full seasons of The Bachelor.
Freak?
No. My friend, she's super into it. So we watched like a bunch of them. We watched The Bachelor Winter Games also.
Wait, winter games?
What? Yeah, so...
What were they? They're dating on snowboards?
Actually, dog. what they do is they take people who have been eliminated from other seasons of The Bachelor. And the whole Bachelorette universe is always running. There is never a time now where there isn't something from The Bachelor or Bachelorette running on television.
Okay.
And The Bachelor Winter Games is... In between seasons of The Bachelorette, they just get people who got fucking tossed out of the old seasons onto an island that is winter themed, and they have them do MTV Road Rules style games.
So they're on an island, but it's in the winter.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is
I didn't even know that there were islands that were cold.
Oh, yeah. No, tons of them. Tons
That's
of them.
Crazy.
And they're all there. But also, they might be in California. I'm not sure.
I'd hate if I fucking lost on The Bachelor and I'm like, oh, my God, finally. Time to go home and see my family. And then they're like, actually, you're going to a winter sports island.
Yeah, bro. And
unhand me.
Let me go. You said I could leave.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't have a rose.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because those games, folks have to match up in couples. And then everybody who's not in a couple gets kicked off until... A couple is left, and then they win the Bachelor or Bachelorette Winter Games. So you got to
They got a fist fight, Sean White.
Yeah.
My thing is with the stuff like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, it's like, why watch those when we got shit like Love Island, Temptation Island, what's that one? I Love Money, I Love New York, Flavor of Love, Rock of Love. Double Shot of Love with Tequila. We got all these shows. Why would you watch just somebody get married, you know?
Right.
That's just what I'm curious about.
I mean, the folks aren't even getting married. They're just like, we got kicked off, and then they fake like each other until they get to the end and potentially win $50,000 on this season of the Bachelorette Winter Games.
$50,000? To secure my deposit for any show? Yeah, it's the same thing I can win on The Bachelor? That's
absolutely, but you got to fall in love.
Ugh.
And you got to be really good at, you know, bobsledding and, you know, walking across slippery ice rinks. Yeah.
You got to throw that rock.
Yeah.
Very slowly. And people come and... Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants, they sweep.
Yeah, I seen Cool Runnings. I get it.
Yeah.
That's the same sport, right?
Yeah, it'd be great at, you know, winter BMX. Yeah. Mm. But they do them on tandem bicycles because they're couples.
Oh, God. I forgot to swap my regular bike tires for snow tires.
Yeah. I love you even though you wiped out.
Yeah, dog.
Which Bachelor were you on?
I snuck in. I just love the games.
The cool thing about it is they do it for all the Bachelors. So the one we watched, they brought a bunch of people over from Bachelor Japan.
Holy shit.
That's cool. Awesome. All right, there we go. So it was just like four fully Japanese people who didn't speak English, like trying to link up in couples. Great, great television.
Yeah, that's a real test of your Mackin. You know, it'd be like you could Mackin a whole nother language.
Yeah,
one, two, you, me.
And he won. Imagine losing.
Yeah, they got first through fourth place.
Yeah, no, they all got eliminated like the first two episodes.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Except there was like one Japanese lady who she didn't speak a lot of English, but they just did like very cutesy style Japanese cutaways with it. Yeah. But like that exact same thing. Like she would fail one of the games and then it'd be a cut of her falling down in the snow. And it's like, hell yeah, bro, break her on next episode.
We
yeah.
sent her to the grocery store for three onions and oh, look at her with her stick.
I guess she wasn't old enough.
Yeah.
No, it's a dating game. They have to be.
Yeah.
They check them.
Yeah. But pretty cool. So, yeah. That's Bachelor, cool, Bachelor, yeah. Winter Games. Tap in.
I mean, I probably won't.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was not.
It's out of season right
wasn't,
now.
Yeah. It is out of season. That's right. Yeah.
Boy, do I have good news for you, Chris. It's always on.
It's literally always on, bro.
There's just a whole network. The Bachelor Channel, where it's the fucking Bachelor, I fucking guess.
All right.
This is what I do. I'm the fucking announcer for the Bachelor / Bachelorette Channel. And, you know, I wanted more out of life. But this is fucking what I do, I guess.
Damn, so. This is a long commercial. They left me on a cliffhanger. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm fucking still here. What do you do?
Good, man.
You back in it, man.
Hey, back. Wait, listen.
Post House Party 6 vibes.
Hey, yes, even though that would have been two Fridays ago. Dang, yeah. House Party. Wait. When does this come out?
Why is it called House Party 6?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fun bit for me. So they only made 5 House Party movies. So I decided that it'd be very funny to start calling it House Party 6.
See, I know that.
Yeah.
But I figured the viewers at home, sometimes I'm telling people about like, oh, you should come to House Party 6. And they're like, wouldn't this be 7? Wasn't the last one 6? And then I have to like put them in a van and tie their hands up.
Yeah, and be like, you know.
But you know, I thought I heard that they're actually making a reboot of House Party. So I think there will be a House Party 6.
So
what?
And
I think I've read that like they're going to like Ken and Play are going to.
And literally 15 people.
You read it on
people?
House Party News though.
Party.
Yeah, Kid and Play shared it. Yeah, like 15 people sent me that article and they were like, oh no, I guess you got to start calling it House Party 7. And it's like, I will not, because in the lore of House Party, the fifth one is actually not an installment in the franchise. It's a House Party after party, and it's about a bunch of children who have a party.
So you're the only one who gets this House Party 6.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Now I have to explain slightly more to folks. So this will be the sixth one under the House Party banner, but it, you know.
And you wonder why I hate comic book movies. This is a lot to keep up with.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just one show. I hate
one movie.
I mean, I am. I like that you don't just call it, you know, comedy and music show.
Yeah.
Derek's music / comedy show.
Yeah. No, that's better.
Because
I like
that's mostly what every comedy show
that's
is.
Yeah, you know exactly what you're walking into.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to get some Derek comedy and I'm going to get some music.
Yeah.
Some Derek music.
So I like, House Party 6. And it's always going to be House Party 6 unless someone buys that domain from me.
Did you even buy that domain?
Yes.
Gabby, yes. You pull that up? Okay, so it says here, you own it. You're 404 not found, that's you?
Okay. I didn't say I had a site up. I just, I claimed it before anyone else did.
Man. That's cool, man. No, it was a fun time, man. I ended up losing my keys, man.
Yeah, you did. Holy shit,
did you lose your keys?
Hey, yeah. Chris hosted, and bro, Chris was never going to leave. He was like, I'm trying to sleep at House Party 6.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. They had to call the fire marshal at House Party 6. It's so crazy. I mean, I was sober, so I don't remember much of what happened.
Yep, that is what that is.
I had to host a 10:30 show at the Skull, so I didn't get there to probably like 12:30. And Chris, you were already so blacked out, I don't even think you remember seeing me. But I was walking from my car to 529, and you were walking from 529 to your car, and you were like, "I got some posters, so I'm gonna put them in my car." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, man. Good to see you." And then you were like, "I just got to put these in my car."
Right.
And I got to put them in there. I'm like, all right, man. And then the next thing I heard from you was, "I don't know where my keys are." I haven't seen them in ages. I don't even know when the last time I would have had keys would have been.
I mean,
I'm like, well, you put some stuff in your car. You had to have them.
Yeah, you definitely put posters in your car.
Okay, so when was that?
I mean, yeah, it was pretty suspicious that I lost my keys right after seeing you, which was an interesting thing that I kind of thought about.
A suspicious thing that you'll never remember.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's a false memory.
Right.
It was like a lot of static, and then I just saw Evan being like, "Ooh, I got your keys." And kind of like faded back out to black. I don't remember. I just remember because I got in my car. I mean, I don't remember getting in my car.
I got in my car. I drove a few miles, did a couple laps around the block.
I got into my car to go looking for my key. Yeah. Drove it around the block.
I got in my car, picked a couple people up for Uber.
This bitch at a stoplight wanted to speed race me, so I fucking,
Yeah, it was fucking...
High loss to her.
Because the thing that really tripped me up, because I remember seeing you... And I thought, like, all right, so that must have been where I lost my keys. I lost my keys. My friend gave me a ride home. And then that was like the end of the night. But then you told me that I came back to 529, which is a whole nother, I don't remember. But I remember it was all great music and all great comedy at House Party 6.
I just remember you smiling a bunch. Not a lot of talking or anything, but you looked happy.
I must have not known about my keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked like a guy that had keys with him. You were smiling so much.
Yeah.
It was just crazy because the next morning, I had a friend give me like a ride back to my car. Because I was like, all right, I must have just left my keys inside the car. Or something like that. If I didn't have it, and if nobody that I hit up when I left was there, that's all. I'm like, oh, cool. Somebody must have, I must have just dropped them in my car somewhere. So then I get back to my car in the morning, and I'm looking all around. I don't see it on the ground, but except my little keychain, my little medallion from my keychain. I'm like, okay. So that's part of my keys, but it's not my keys. So then I look inside my car, and it's nowhere in there. And I'm like, oh damn! I really fucked up big time. I lost everything, and I was like, "Well, shit! I kind of just took the L on it." I was like, "Well, I guess I just lost my keys." House Party 6. What are you gonna do?
And that's the end of the story.
Right. Yeah,
that's like The Hangover. Yeah. They were just like, "All right, I guess let's call the police. He's not here.
My keys have a big wedding tomorrow."
Because like, I came back down, like came back later in the day, and I went to like every business. I was like, "Hey, did anybody turn in any keys or anything?" And then like everybody's like, "No, but we'll keep an eye out." I guess I was like, "Cool," and I was like, "Well, shit!" And I had to call, set up an appointment with a locksmith. And I was like, that's going to be a fucking car note, I guess. Fucking ironically, to get the fucking keys back. And then fucking the next morning, Jackie gives me a ride to my back to my car so I can meet up with the locksmith. And I get to my car and there's like a pizza box like outside of my car. Mm, and I'm like,
tasting.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
Saw you looking for your keys. Figured you might be hungry.
There's ants and shit crawling over. And I'm kind of hungry. And then
Hawaiian.
Keys
are in Hawaii.
And I look at it, and it's like it's kind of scribbled on. It seemed like the person was drunk when he wrote this fucking note. But it's just like this is for what I made. I was like, this is Fred. Found your keys. Something something address. Something something Flatiron. I was like, all right, cool. So me and Jackie walk over to like the apartment because it was like right around the block, and we walk up and it's just like this old white dude wearing like you know kind of like a trucker hat just sit on the porch just kind of just staring into the street.
Been waiting on you.
So then we're like, oh hey, do you happen to know about my keys or anything? And he's just like, I don't know nothing about no keys. And I'm like, oh, okay, is this 598 blah 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 street? And he's like, yeah. I don't know nothing about no keys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, this is I don't know what the fuck this means.
Like he's locked outside too.
That's why he was on the porch. I lost mine as well.
You have a magical set of keys that keeps giving people amnesia. No, I thought I don't know where I am.
Yeah, dude. And then fucking we were just like, oh, just like, all right, does somebody else live here by chance? You know, he's like, everybody here's gone. Only me here. And I'm about to leave soon. And I'm like, ah, shit. All right, can we like
leave? And I'm about to leave soon.
Yeah, he's like, can we give you like a number or something? Because I have this note right here that says this address that my keys are here. And then
looks like pizza to me.
And I'm like, well, fuck. All right. It does look like pizza. So then we start to walk away. And then like Jackie's like, wait, does like a Fred live here by chance? He's like, oh, yeah, Fred's here. I'll be right back. And we're like, what the fuck, man? So then he goes to get Fred. He comes back out and he's like, he's going around the side of the house. So we walk over there. And then Jackie's just like, you know, being courteous. He's like, oh, so how's your morning going? And he's just like, he just goes, not good. And we're like, got it. That explains everything.
Fred, your little friends interrupted my staring time.
And, you know, the Fred dude came out. Saw the guy. He was really nice. He's like, yeah, I found your keys outside. I was like, someone could just steal this car right now. So I figured I just held on to him and I, you know, left you a note. I was like, thanks, damn, man. You saved my fucking life.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Fred.
Threw him some money because I was going to spend a lot more if he did not have my keys.
That's awesome.
That shit was, oh, man, that saved my life. And then fucking saw Top Gun with the fellas. And,
yes.
And incredible. You know what? That's a nice little ending to a dramatic weekend.
Yeah, man.
Great movie.
House Party 6 was a good time.
I like to think that old guy's just still staring.
Yeah.
Just still there. Keys.
Yeah.
I'm about to leave soon. He's been there for 3 days. Soon, yep. I'm going to leave.
He lost the keys to his car.
Not good.
Ooh, what an ornery man. Oh, yeah. My gosh. But hey.
Anybody else live here? No. Except for my 15 roommates. If you come up with a name of one, maybe I'll fetch.
Yeah,
Fred.
This is starts naming random name. Fred, Janet, Marsh. Mm-hmm. By chance.
Looks like you solved my riddles 3.
Mm-hmm. It'd be crazy if you got your keys and turned around and he was gone.
He didn't say he was leaving.
And in his place was just one your keychain that was outside of you.
Yeah.
This is my calling card.
Man.
Yeah, but Fred's like, nope, I ain't write no note.
Yeah. <I'm> Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I did find these keys, but
pizza box. Yeah. I have a gluten intolerance. Yeah. I've never eaten pizza before in my life.
I can't write or read. I don't know where the fuck you got this from. Yeah. I was like, wait, what the...
It's just, and now my car is gone.
this is like a flashback to me at House Party 6. Like, dude, this would be a funny prank to myself. I'm gonna take my keys, throw them behind this house, write a note.
Hey, guy, come over here. What's your name? Fred? Take these.
I'm gonna come get these in two days.
Give them back to me. Slap them. I'm gonna hire an old angry man to pretend to be your roommate. Tell him, and this is important, to stare off into the distance and say his day is going bad.
Yeah. Oh man. Make it challenging. Tell him that you're not there.
Even when I'm blacking, I know a good bit. Man. Yeah.
Glad you got them keys though, dog.
Yeah, man. Needed those.
Because we was gonna miss Top Gun.
Yeah. Woo!
Glad we didn't, man. What a great fucking time. Hey,
great film.
Man, Tom Cruise is an action star, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really... Yeah. I mean, all he did was like fly a plane, but still pretty cool, man. He's ripped.
Well, he flew several planes.
Yeah, multiple planes. Took off, landed.
I mean, yeah, that's cool. But that's it.
Through a gully, I mean, you know, the ground floor was only 300 feet or something. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's pretty, you know, close to the ground.
Yeah.
He's flying through, you know... all kinds of precarious ledges and mountains.
Yeah, but that's about it.
There are nondescript soldiers that are shooting at him.
Yeah, he took down the enemy.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Combatants. Yes. Yeah.
The opposition.
Enemy fighters.
This uranium is in the hands of bad.
Absolutely.
They just never said what country they were fighting.
Yeah, the folks, the enemies didn't talk. They had them covered in black spacesuits.
Yeah, the one time you saw them, they were just head to toe covered, no skin shown.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the real army
of the opposition.
Yes.
And you know what? I think it made it for a better movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care about the bad guys.
They can just be a bad guy as long as we got them.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, smartest way to do it. I feel like if you show them and they're white, they're like, wow, the Jerry Bruckheimer hates Russia.
Mm-hmm.
If you show them and they're brown, people are like, wow, this guy is racist against browns.
Yeah.
And if you show them and they're Asian, they're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dude. They own the studio.
Yeah.
We owe them so much money. They're financing this to sell more planes.
Come on.
Stop.
Yeah. Come on, fella. It's releasing this weekend.
If you show them in there, you know, Jewish. With long, curly hair.
Right.
And the little hats on.
Right.
Like, whoa. Come on, dude. Hey. Hey, what's up, writer's room? Do you hate yourself?
Yeah. What's going on? Tom Cruise, did you specifically ask for this?
You know, and it was, I remember telling you guys in the theater, I was if you think about it, Tom Cruise, he's an action star. He's like in some of the highest grossing movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you're as that successful, I get why you would think Scientology makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because like when you're this successful, when you're making this much money, you're not living like normal people live their lives.
Yeah. Yes. It's a very exclusive religion.
Yeah.
It's the only religion you got to be rich for.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of good.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I'm still putting down, I got it on layaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paying a little off my Scientology every month. Yeah.
One day I'll get to be able to take the exam or whatever the fuck you gotta take.
Just showing up to the Scientology building up there in Sandy Springs with a handful of bills. Just another one.
Yeah, hey.
14 more. You can pull up that electroxpometer. Mm-hmm. Electrospectometer. Put it on the tab,
yeah.
Get ready for me, Matthias. I swear to God.
Yeah, man. If you just live like that action movie star, you're in the news all the time. Of course you believe in anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, who's doing it right? You or all the people who aren't Tom Cruise?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like Will Smith, Scientology person too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, did you make The Fresh Prince?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, because I did. You know, so
did you murder Chris Rock in front of everybody at the award show?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't? Damn. Yeah. Sounds like Vishnu's a bit of a sucker now, huh? Yeah.
Or, bro. Elrond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm just saying, like, if there was a religion that had LeBron James, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Will and Jaden Smith, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Willow Smith. Mm-hmm. Trey Smith. Oh, hell yeah, yeah. If it just had the whole family, right? If it had, you know what I mean.
Elizabeth Moss.
John Travolta, bro. If mm-hmm. it had Kermit, right? Mm-hmm. Right? If it actually, he is...
dead?
No.
Wait. Are you saying that Kermit's...
Is he?
What are you saying?
Bugs Bunny. You know what I mean?
I think he thinks Kermit's Jewish.
Oh.
What y'all think? Is that a Jewish
Understandable.
Thing?
I feel like I saw a picture of him. You know what I mean? In the garb and stuff. But that could have just been a movie or a
Kermit?
Picture. Yeah,
Kermit?
Yeah, yeah.
The frog?
Yeah.
You saw him wearing Jewish face? Because like, if you have that picture, we can take down Kermit. We can give him canceled.
Hold up. Let me make sure it wasn't a picture I
took. That wouldn't make any sense. That wouldn't make any sense because they can't have bacon and he's married to Miss Piggy.
Mm. Whoa.
So disproved.
It could be. Are you about to look up Jewish Kermit? I just want to know what you're about
is
to type in.
KermitAJew.com? What the fuck? Who has... You have that domain?
Boy.
I want to see whatever you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I really want to see this. Make sure you put on your VPN.
Maybe not. I don't... Okay. Well...
We can just do it and edit around.
Yeah, maybe I... Maybe yeah.
Well, you want me to just... Well...
Maybe I might have seen something different. Anyway... yeah, bro. But Scientology, dog. If it was just a religion that had a bunch of winners in it, mm-hmm. bro, I get how you could believe something like that.
Yeah.
Facts.
That's true.
And they probably hacked their computers, bro. They probably make sure that they don't see any outside influence saying, like, they've probably never seen that South Park episode or that documentary.
Yeah.
Or that other documentary.
They probably don't watch TV.
Or that,
like that
book.
Yeah.
All exposing it because.
And even if they did, so what?
That's true. I'm still showing up to church on whatever fucking day they go to church.
I'm telling you. I'm still.
They won't tell me.
I'm still pulling up the, you know, Mission Impossible shit.
Absolutely.
We gotta see that, man. Ghost Protocol was amazing.
That's the thing, man. There was a trailer for a Tom Cruise movie right before a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, man. It was like when we saw The Northman, and Nicole Kidman was in the chair for the AMC commercial, and then she was just in the first scene of The Northman changing clothes, like she had just ran over. That was the fucking tightest shit I ever seen, dude.
Yeah, man.
Dude, man. That's my favorite part. I don't even care about the movies when I go to the AMC theaters anymore. I'm just like, they better play that Nicole Kidman pre-roll.
Mm-hmm. We come to this place for heartbreak.
We come to this place
magic.
To hear our feelings.
Somehow heartbreak feels good here.
Fuck yes, girl. Slay.
It feels good. Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to AMC.
Hey, yeah. Shout out
to Nicole Kidman's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, give that back to me when you're done. I'm going to get a Diet Coke and some chips, too.
Wait, what are y'all getting?
Woody's.
Away.
I'm about to order some Woody's, man.
Away.
You want some Woody's?
Away.
I got some Woody's for you right over here.
All
right.
Hey.
whoa. Gavin, do you want Woody's?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can take a little break.
Yeah, I guess we can.
Be at their ace.
said mini sandwich in one hand, cucumber sandwich in the other.
No, man.
Yeah.
You can't do that at a party.
Why not?
Derek can't eat unless there's people twerking around. He's like an old dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta do this for him to eat, or else he won't get his food now.
Don't drop that thought.
And I'm like, hell yeah, all right, bro.
Mm-hmm. Drop. Teach me how to dig.
Yeah, give me a damn fork. I'm peckish.
Eating a damn finger food sandwich with a damn fork.
Mm-hmm.
Layer by layer.
I just to get to the meat.
Bread.
I just don't think that's
mayo.
I just don't think that's like the place where you should be getting your you know, your meal for the day is at a party.
Yeah, huh?
I feel like
depends on the type of party. What if it's a party at a Buffalo Wild Wings?
Well, Warren, why did you send? Why did you get the plus one for me? I haven't been to a Buffalo
Wild Wings. I don't think Buffalo Wild Wings does parties.
They actually, you can reserve tables at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's not a party, then. Yeah. That's more of a dinner.
You tie a couple balloons to a chair. Hey, it's a good time. Hey,
it's what are you doing? Yeah. There's not a party going on at a Buffalo Wild Wings unless there's a bouncy castle, in which case it would be weird to eat.
Well, the last time I went, they used to have like the little games on the tables. They had like the. You know, I can't explain it. So it doesn't.
Every Buffalo Wild Wings had a PlayStation set up on the table.
Yeah.
Every Buffalo you was getting wing sauce on the cords.
I'm underestimating Buffalo Wild.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto skipping. It's all skipping.
Yeah, let me get the Cajun hot honey mustard. And do you have Vice City?
Yeah.
What? Scientologists believe that trillions of aliens were sent down from whatever, Xenu or Xenu, their god, mm-hmm. and shot into, they nested inside of Earth's volcanoes.
Okay.
And then the volcanoes erupt, and then the little ghost alien spirits get inside of you. And that's what they think every... like sneeze is, or like imperfection, or like pimple, or like a snore.
Mm-hmm.
They think it all comes from the little tiny aliens that were shot into volcanoes, and you have to rid yourself, go clear of these if you want, you know, a shot at eternal life.
Hmm.
Well, bro, Hancock wasn't that good. Not at all. That's a lot. That is a bit much to believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a religious person. And that's that's a little out there, dog.
I mean, they all, you know. They really all are.
I mean, Tom Cruise is still alive.
He looks great, too. Yeah. He looks like he's probably got that's what your thetans are.
Yeah. What did you say? 58? You said?
Yeah, 58.
Yeah,
incredible.
Could not
body.
Yeah. Could not tell.
Miles Teller.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible body on this guy. Why do they got to be so in shape to fly a plane?
Everybody, I'm telling you, boy,
dude, turning some fucking knobs, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Bro, these folks were in the best shape of that. Lawrence from Insecure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Broke up with Issa. Started flying for the Navy for a little bit.
Even Bob.
Yeah.
Motherfucker Bob in there. Looking sexy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all very don't. I forgot his name, but he's in Peacemaker. Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know why. You're right. I don't think you need to be in shape to fly planes, or in any branch of the military. Man, we got guns. Why the fuck we spend so much money on guns if we have to also be in shape? That's stupid.
I don't know.
I don't know. You got to carry around all those guns and bullets and stuff.
No, you don't.
And
no,
you got to be in shape because you got to be able to fit in the plane. I think they have specific weight requirements for some of these plays too.
Ain't no damn way, right?
Absolutely.
But there's some of the planes have two people.
Hey, and I bet it's like two people, 365 maximum. You know what I mean?
We can't go to Mach 10. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's like, what'd you have for lunch? I don't know, some pizza. Oh, fucking pizza. We'll never get home.
Red alert.
We gotta throw something off to adjust for weight. And I had
I had mozzarella sticks? No!
I'm sawing off my own arm.
Yeah, bro. Nah, they're not going to let you be a damn thickie and get in that stealth plane. Not at all.
I guess those planes probably are a little bit more specific. But again, at the same time.
But you don't have to be. You weigh more if you're that damn strong. If you're big as shit, that's more muscle.
But they were all like thin too, dog.
No, they all look pretty jacked with muscle.
The mustache muscle man was pretty damn beefed up. He was a regular beefcake.
Yeah. Ooh wee, bro. I don't want to spoil nothing with the movie and whatnot, but hey, if that lady would have rang that bell one more time, like I would have brought the plane over there.
Hey. With a little laser on the bar. Try it one more time, dude.
Yeah, that would have been where we ran that test at, bro.
Oh, my car got declined. You're going to tell them. You're going to say that in front of everybody. In front of
That's right.
I'm out of missiles. That was
I was with the movie until they say Tom Cruise's car declined. That's why I was like, this ain't realistic.
I think she was messing with him so he could get tossed out. Yeah, she was flirting.
Nah, bro. She charged him. She was not playing, bro.
My cell phone's on the bar. Everybody's cell phone's on the fucking bar. That's where cell phones go.
Yeah.
That's what bars are for now. Yep.
I like when he was looking in the window and he saw everybody having fun. I was hoping he was going to sneak back in there and they were like, what did we tell you last time, old man?
Keep your old ass out of here. We singing songs from the 70s in here. You can't be a part of it.
Yeah.
What, you just have a flashback to your childhood? I bet you did, huh? Mm-hmm.
Did you guys, since seeing the new one, did you guys go back and see the old one?
Fuck no.
Yeah, no, not
at all. Old movies give me the willies.
Yeah, bro. Old movies? Dog. When...
I hate that I already know your train of thought.
Nah, bro. Yeah, old movies. Old movies. They're bad.
Yeah, they just don't hold up. Yeah. It was a different time.
It just ain't gonna look. Top Gun original?
It just ain't gonna look. It's not gonna look like that, bro.
Yeah,
that shit looked incredible.
Yeah, it looked great.
That was $1 billion.
You couldn't even tell who the enemy was. That's how good it looked.
That's what most of the budget went into. Race neutral enemy.
Yeah. They're editing out all the flags.
No, actually, can we're gonna CGI differently kind of shape your body? You're looking kind of blank.
Wait, how tall is this pilot? Yeah, let's cut.
Can
that
you straighten up your posture? You're kind of walking like a.
I'm not even walking in the scene. Yeah, but they can.
They can tell. You kind of got that.
The way you're flying has a bit too much sweat.
You're flying the plane with too much sweat.
They're gonna be able to tell.
Come on, your country is. There's no internet allowed in your country. You really think they know how to be that cool?
Oh man,
you're holding the stick sideways.
Oh, man. You're reading the manual from right to left. Cut it out.
They're gonna be able to spot that in the trailer. Oh man. Damn, dog.
You're kind of bopping your head while you fly as if you're listening to some kind of urban music. Yeah, maybe don't.
They're gonna get you up out of here. Yep. The emails are on the way. Dang.
And that's what I like, you know, because, you know, we don't know who that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's whoever I want it to
be. Hey, the enemy, whoever you think the enemy is in your
you
head.
You can imagine Tom Cruise killing
anybody you want. Every helicopter that exploded, hey, whoever you think was inside, they got him.
He shot down a young pilot from another country. Hey. What country? Yeah. Pick it. Go on dartboard at the map.
Yeah.
Or American Samoa. Yeah. We don't want them to have uranium.
Yeah. I like it. It's like a pick your own adventure movie. It's cool.
Dang. That's one of my favorite things, bro. The movie theater, dog.
Yeah, man. I love it.
Just a big fan.
Fucking week.
Just a big fan. Man. Have y'all ever gotten a little wacky in a movie theater. You know what I mean? You're on a date with a lady. She pulls out a little glass pipe. She's like, let's really enjoy this movie. Let's make the lines up ourselves.
You're trying to make Scary Movie scarier.
You're trying to make this Pixar movie scary.
You're trying to really see his soul.
Whoa. Oh, man. No. I haven't.
Yeah.
You know what? I saw TikTok of like some dude. It
was getting his dick sucked in the
pretty much. Well, yeah. The reverse of it. It was like an employee. They have cameras in the theater because, you know, they got to see if somebody's like trying to record it and to be like, cut it out.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got cameras. I don't know if every theater, but this one TikTok, this theater. Dude worked.
Somebody was getting that damn Top Gun.
Yeah. Yes. Points.
Yeah, that's the real Mission Impossible.
Somebody's Tom was going cruising.
They saw the old rooster.
Oh, yeah. They really made a Vanilla Sky.
But no, somebody wasn't about to die hard.
That's not even top.
You know, same thing.
Yeah.
Action movies.
Still,
yeah, you know,
yeah. They were getting a super bad hand job.
Oh, man. But no, is that what the video was? Also, you saw this on TikTok?
Yeah, not of the dude getting his dick sucked.
I was like, nah, bro, yeah.
He's getting his dick sucked, and he's like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
It has a little robot voice. POV, you're getting your dick sucked in the movie.
POV, you're getting that gonk gonk as it went in Twister, wizard.
While Nicole Kidman says that we come to this place for magic.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, apparently they do got, I guess they have, I don't know, maybe not the AMC one. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but
how long are you allowed to watch if you see it in the cameras?
What? allowed to watch what?
The movie? You know? Them folks before you got to break it up.
All right, first of all, I wasn't even thinking
about
breaking it up.
Hold on, he's tilting his neck back. I say we got about 15 more seconds. Go now, go now, go now. Stop.
But they come in there all quietly.
Shining the flashlight in his face.
Well, what do we got here? Sir, you didn't need the extra large popcorn. I regularly.
Yeah. To everybody around him.
Sorry for interrupting you guys' screening. Excuse me. Excuse me. The new animated movie, The Bad Guys. starring Mark Maron.
Like, I don't know. Do they got to stop them immediately?
If they're cool, probably they won't do it.
Right? Yeah.
Bro, they get paid $7.25. You know?
Hey.
I mean, free show right here.
Yeah. It's like, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I'll pop into the theater and see what's good.
Yeah,
I'll grab a seat right next to
him. Yeah.
I'll be like, this is my favorite part.
No, guys, keep going. I just wanted to sniff.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's got to be based on how good the movie is, right?
I don't know, but because sometimes if you pull up to a bad movie, that's a better place to do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's a good movie, like, if someone's getting their dick sucked in, like, there will be blood. Hey, we breaking that up immediately.
God damn, bro. 3 hours? Finish!
Yo, come on. Hey, bro. We got to see how this turns out.
Get locked, John. Daniel Day-Lewis is doing the milkshake thing. It's almost there.
Yeah,
drink your own milk.
That's when he comes. He wanted to wait for the line.
Yeah. Like he had seen it before. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's about to really give it to the guy from Little Miss Sunshine. What's his fucking name?
Paul Dano?
Paul Dano.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
I mean, they only do 3-hour movies? I'm just realizing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul Dano loves a long-ass movie.
Yeah, I guess so. He was in 12 Years a Slave. Shit, that was
fun. That was long as fuck.
Yeah. That was 12 years.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, I couldn't finish it, bro.
Yeah. They didn't cut a single thing out.
They showed every single year.
I got like halfway through and I'm like, man, I have not slept in 6 years. Bro. I'm about to pass out.
Oh, shit. They told me this is supposed to be the good part right here.
Yeah. They said it really turns up year 7.5.
Man, my youth is gone, bro. Yeah. I got to turn this up.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I'll say this, man. I hope this kind of stays where it is, man. I'm glad I have not seen any like slave movies out.
Damn.
Who's that for?
Damn, that's crazy.
Chris, I thought she was an ally.
Of what? Of racist? Yeah. I'm not. No. I just think there's so many.
History.
Chris. Yeah, fella.
There's so many, dude. I'm not. But you want to buy a ticket just to watch that? Think about it.
I would be honored to.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
I would see it twice.
No, I'd
wait till there was slavery on screen and I'd go.
Y'all can't be doing that.
I just think why people still being racist out here because there haven't been like a crazy slave movie come out.
I'm just saying people
forgot about, you know, history.
Right.
I'm just saying
you know, the slave.
I'm just saying it's good for folks to see and remind them. Like folks was less racist after Django came out.
Oh yeah, because they was like, "Damn, man. A slave with a gun."
Yeah, folks down their bag. Yeah. But that's what people started saying, buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. No, I saw Django in Augusta or in Evans, which is like a suburb of Augusta. And when I was like in high school, and it was me and Will Peebles, and I think somebody else was with us. We were the movie theater was sold out and we were the only white people. And hey man, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was the most fun I've ever had.
Yes. Absolutely.
But they were also very much like, hey man, fuck you, Leonardo DiCaprio. And I'm like, hey, he's a great actor.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, maybe in this role, but also catch me if you can.
Now, I will say I remember distinctly Samuel L. Jackson. Big laughs. Hey, every single thing he said.
Hey.
Boy, they were laughing.
Hey, yeah. So I saw in a theater that was mostly black folks too, and bro was knocking it out of the park.
Home runs, bro.
I think just for me it personally, you know.
How many have you seen?
I've seen a decent amount. I've seen them.
Have you seen
what's a decent amount?
Roots 2 Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, he actually has not seen it before. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's Vin Diesel.
quick synopsis.
Yeah. He's like, you ain't gonna catch me, master.
You don't gotta watch him.
I just think, going to a movie theater,
but you should. Yeah, I would not want to go to a theater.
I just think I don't need to hear whippings and Dobie's Brown sound. You know,
that is a fact.
That seems a little much that for me, personally.
That is a fact. Yeah, bro.
I don't need Nicole Kidman say this right.
This right fucking here is why
when did Nicole Kidman come into my theater? This is what we come in to see.
This is that shit I like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Roots 3 Winter Games.
Roots 3 The Northman.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while.
And you're right, dog. They could do anything else. Like I was gonna watch there's one that came out recently about a lady who is a slave on a plantation, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And she like escapes the village, runs outside, and it's actually 1978.
Damn.
Yeah. And they've just been keeping all these folks as slaves in the middle of this
Damn, man.
Yeah.
You just ruined that movie for me. That would be a crazy twist.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Did M. Night Shyamalan do that one? that was the plot of The Village, I think.
The plot of The Village. They just added slavery to The Village. Well, they might owe my man a little money. Bro, that came out this year.
Who directed this? This is M. Night Shyamalan with a fake mustache on. Yeah, I'm a new director.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning. I'm new.
Yeah, bro, that's hilarious, bro. Yeah,
you know,
there's gonna be a slave movie where the slaves run away to a beach and they start to get old.
Whoa.
One slave looks at the other and is like, I think I see dead people.
Listen here. You are the last airbender.
Oh my god. Damn, Shyamalan, man. You done did it again.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh Lord.
Damn, that's crazy. That is absolutely bro.
Damn, man.
Oh man.
That's nuts.
That's good.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. Slavery bad. Don't do it.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, don't engage in it. You're currently under it, bro, free you.
Just say no to slavery.
And that's really what this podcast is about. We're anti-slavery, which I know is, you know, political.
Yeah. The movie's called Alice, starring Kiki Palmer.
Oh.
Brutal, Iron Rule, brutal owner of a rural Georgia plantation. After a violent clash, she flees through the neighboring woods and stumbles into an unfamiliar side of a highway, soon discovering the year was actually 1973.
When did this just came out?
This came out in January.
Oh, damn.
January 23rd of this year. Mm-hmm. It currently has a 30 on Rotten Tomatoes and a 4.7 on IMDb.
Confirmed Rotten Tomatoes racist.
Yep. Hey, that's
against Indian people, because that was a nice shame.
Yeah, I mean, that is. Who's the director? What all has he made?
Is the director black or white?
Ooh. Their name is Kristen Verlinden. So probably.
Well, that's the motherland right there.
Probably.
That's a Europa.
Probably. No. Okay. No. Half black lady.
Oh.
Oh. That explains why. I assume they're a slave for like the first half of the movie. The rest half of the movie, they get like a copywriter job or something.
Oh. They start working for their dad. I didn't even realize I had a slave so long.
They start turning around quickly. As soon as they leave, they're like, oh shit, where have you been?
It's just like crashing with Pete Holmes, fucking what's his name? Artie Lang's like, you want to come open for me?
Like, I've never even done that.
I was just the fucking slave.
Oh, that's the only movie she's directed.
Damn.
Shout out her.
Well, I hope she keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope she makes Slave Unstoppable.
Yeah.
I hope they
slave split.
Yeah. Oh boy. That would, you know what I mean? Yeah.
What's that guy's name? James McAvoy.
McAvoy. What? Hey, if y'all, hey,
motherfucker acted his ass off.
ATTP movie recommendation. If you have not seen Split, bro, go see that thing. James McAvoy plays 40 different characters, dog.
Yeah, bro. All
right.
Flawlessly.
I haven't seen it, so I want
to.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's great.
All right. It's fantastic.
My man goes crazy.
That's M. Night, right? Yeah. So it's like, isn't that part of, I remember seeing like a thing, isn't that like.
Yeah, it's like
that glass. Split and broken glass, right? Or glass. Glass is the third one. Okay. All right. But Split's the one you got to see, bro. Because you're like, hey, James, you a real freak, James McAvoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bro, stop.
Bro, yeah. Quit changing up.
Right.
Right when we get used to you. I'm telling you. You swap up.
I'm telling you. Don't you're stop.
Being real fake right now.
Stop James doing McAvoy. That to those ladies, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that, James McAvoy.
He's not the hero of the story.
I'm telling you.
Damn.
Bro, Bruce going to come and get you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is Bruce Banner? This is part of like the MCU or something?
Yeah. I remember I saw it in the movie theater and this girl was Bruce-ing all over my Willis.
Yeah. Doctorate all over my Strange. Oh, man. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Well, fellas. Y'all got, what y'all got going on this week? Well, next week? Or in the future? You guys got anything you're excited about? Mm-hmm. Anything coming up on the horizon that you're looking forward to?
Let me see. Let me think for a while. I got so many bookings, it's hard for me to comb through them mentally. Mm-hmm. So, come out to the...
We'll just put it in, in post.
Come out to the hissy hat jeans... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rad show at the brewery McBrewerston Brewery in Logan Town. I'm doing 6 minutes on the 30th.
All right. Okay, so Evan's got nothing on the docket. You know? Schedule open. If you listen to this, he'll do the dates.
Yeah, I'll take the dates, baby. Yeah, I'm the only person who ever got the residency and ended up getting booked less by other people for it.
Nah, man, it's the same here, dog. Yeah. Ever since, yeah. They be seeing me as big time. Nobody will fuck with me no more.
Bro. Yeah, everybody probably thinks I'm busy.
Yeah. Why was thinking you're doing the residency? Yeah. So, you know, it's only a month. Yeah, I figure you still be on the show.
Yeah, I figure you all booked up this weekend.
Man, we should definitely. You keep talking about it, man. Let's pull up to a Going Corral. We ain't got nothing going on.
Let's go tomorrow.
You all right, man? I got a job, but yeah, man, let's do
it. I'm going. I love Golden Corral.
Absolutely, bro. Buffet is the best way to eat food.
I'm down. Give me I'm down Friday? To go tomorrow. Or Friday.
And I don't, you know I what? You nothing. Know what? You know what I like about a buffet, bro? I don't even mind going to get my own food.
Yeah.
You set it over there, bro. I'll 15 steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dog, I'll go get it.
Yeah. You give me a cup, I'll get my drink.
Hey, that's a fact.
I don't give a fuck,
bro.
Dude.
You do not got to bring it to my table. Just make it available. I'll go get that thing.
Yeah.
I want to serve all my food out of ladle. That's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Golden Corral has they have the chocolate fountain, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, you bet your sweet ass. They got the chocolate fountain. They got a cardboard cutout of Jeff Foxworthy.
Mm-hmm.
They got really good pot roast. Is it for me?
Yeah.
Every time I go to a Golden Corral, I'm like, the pot roast is a real standout.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I haven't been in a while. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Years. Can you remember last night? Yeah, years, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely when I was like,
oh, we got to go, man.
Yeah, dog.
We got to go.
I remember we had our senior breakfast, lunch, our senior, like all the seniors, they took us to go eat somewhere or we met up somewhere. It was at a Western Sizzler.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Which was great. I love Western Sizzler. That was a great time. I loved it. All the food was good.
A Western Sizzler, you say?
Yeah. This is 10 years ago, so.
I changed my mind, folks. Coming up, actually, come out to the Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go and start a show there. And
you would literally always have folks to watch the show, and folks would love to just be at a buffet watching a little comedy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be, it's the first one sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get, it comes with a drink.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a smoking area. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that? They used to have fucking...
The smoking area restaurant?
Restaurants? They had the restaurant segregated from smokers and non-smokers.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Man.
That would make very me... Like, I don't even smoke, but if you could smoke at a buffet, bro, How would you not be there for 3 full hours?
No, like, people get, are.
Getting plates, mm-hmm. chilling, looking at whatever they got playing in the corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blasting a few cigarettes, mm-hmm. going and dumping a little ash in the chocolate room. Fountain. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, do Papa a favor and light this for me. I'm too full. I can't quite. Excuse me. I can't quite get the wheel.
Hey, you mind putting this cigarette on the stove back there? I lost my light. Yeah.
Go in there, you blow up the bathroom, you go back, eat a little bit more lunch.
Careful, don't eat that spaghetti now. I'm using that as my ashtray. There's butts all in. No, don't start eating that now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's do it. I'm fucking hungry. Let's go now.
I'm so hungry. Our food is on the... I just looked. You're on the way... You're up first with priority. So, yeah.
Wait, is it too late to add something?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
They're outside right
now. They're literally 3 minutes away from the house.
Yeah, hey, I asked him to toss another sandwich out there, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I asked them. They said they're going to take it to your party.
Okay.
So you can eat it.
Well, I won't. I'll already be full at the party from eating all those damn finger foods,
eating
bro.
Eating all those damn beets.
Yeah.
You go to a party and be serving beets.
That's the only reason I pull up. Yeah. Now twerk next to these vegetables. Dang. All right, y'all boys want to get up out of here, I guess?
Yeah, I don't think... There's anything so. Left.
Wait, Chris, anything coming up?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No. I ain't got nothing, man. Yeah, y'all know I'm blacklisted.
Yeah, I made sure of that.
Mm-hmm. Ever since I said all that things about them. Oh, real quick, before we get out of here, happy Pride Month.
Hey,
y'all gay, lesbian,
however you identify, happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
ATTP supports Pride Month. And if you're gay, we got half off stickers.
Yeah. And if you straight,
queen,
we charging you double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you straight, then maybe be quiet this month.
Yeah. Maybe learn to listen.
Maybe just listen this month.
Your opinion is not needed every single time. Straight.
You're straight. Get back to putting more pockets on your shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Straight people be doing that shit.
See a guy cutting his shorts open. I guess I'll make another.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
If you straight, we coming to beat you the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
I'm talking about we're doing straight erasure.
Mm-hmm.
If you're straight, we're coming to erase you in your ass.
Less of them. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. Bro. Pride Month is gonna be real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, every month's Pride Month, man. When you gay. When you think about it.
Oh, wee. That's a fact.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? See, people be like, it's Pride Month.
If you're an ally, every month is Pride Month. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I knew.
But especially June, because it's on the calendar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, Chick-fil-A made their sign rainbow, so.
What?
Even Chick-fil-A definitely didn't do that. Hey, nah, Chick-fil-A.
That'd be crazy if they did, though. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd move some units.
They would not.
Chick-fil-A.
You don't think so?
Yeah, no.
Different fan base, bro.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Chick-fil-A company actively at war all June. Yeah. They making the sandwiches a little worse.
They got Chew Kathy's head in a jar. They bring him back out and get some advice from him.
Yeah. But they already know what the advice is going to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't let him in.
Mm-hmm. Which, dang, bro. That's just a crazy thing you can be in 2022. A homophobic company.
I mean,
companies are people. Or persons. But you know what I mean?
It is crazy. Just crazy enough to work.
Viable business. We'll see. Yeah. Chick-fil-A has hit record profits.
Nah, but fuck what they believe in.
Yeah, man. Hey, bro. Yeah. If you dislike gay people, bro, I don't need your chicken sandwich. Wait, and you guys agree?
Yeah. No, I hate everything they stand for.
Yep. And their food.
I don't support their views on homosexuals.
Speak on it, Chris. And I think actually, and that's the podcast.
And their food.
That's the podcast.
But guys, and their food, right?
No. And that's the banana.
Ha 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 ha